This is Apollo Control at 8 hours, 15 minutes. The LEM systems engineer has...
Air Roger 16, you're loud and clear, help me.
Roger, I see something coming off the lunar module now that I haven't been up here looking out the window. I just noticed it looks like it's coming out of a vent or something, and from looking at it through the window, it is beneath this sheet that sort of shredded off, and it's right between the that spiral antenna and above the big apse tank. But this is definitely coming out in a stream right now, looks like, and not very many particles, but they're just they're being propelled away from the lunar module at some velocity.
Okay, let's get in there and take a look at it.
Roger, I think we're going to have to get into LEM and take a look at the RCS systems gauges to tell what's going on here. You notice any color or anything more descriptive about that stream?
My opinion of the color is that it's a brownish material.
Roger.
And it has long, some of it has long flakes to it, but some of it's just little particles.
Roger. Sixteen, we'd like to have a look at the LEM CM Delta P before you start pressurizing it, Alta.
Okay, do you want us to stop the P-23 and go in there right now, over?
That's affirmative, 16.
Okay. Do you want us to stay in this attitude, Pete?
And Pete, you might be thinking about what kind of where you want us to enter the checklist.
All right, Roger, I understand. We'll get back to you on in a minute, Charlie.
Right, the activation checklist, I guess.
Right.
CM Delta P, which is what it was due to our cab pressure difference. But I don't think it's leaked any.
Roger, we copied. And Charlie, we want to start on page 2-1 of the activation checklist.
Okay.
Pete, how about if I go to wider dip beam?
We want to, first of all, Ken, we want to roll to 91 degrees, and that'll bore sight the aft Omni toward the earth, and also we want the waste storage vent valve closed.
Okay, now, take it a little slower here. You want to do a maneuver to a roll of 90, is that firm?
A roll of 91.
Okay, you want the other attitudes to be the same as I have now?
That's affirmative.
That's affirmative, 60.
Okay, I have 9100, and we'll use the present pitch, my present yaw, and you get the waste vent closed.
Roger, with the waste storage vent valve closed.
We've done that. Okay, we're starting our maneuver now.
This is Apollo Control at 8 hours, 20 minutes, and the import of that last series of exchanges with the crew is that we are instructing them to enter the lunar module. We'll power it up sufficiently to look at some of the systems and try to determine from the data what, if anything, out of the ordinary is happening. The additional description that we got a minute or so ago was from John Young. John described the particles coming off as on further evaluation to have the appearance of some sort of a vent. He said the material appeared to have a brownish color and appeared to be propelled away from the lunar module with some force. He said it was coming out in a stream, sometimes particles and sometimes as longer streams. And the main thing that we'll be looking for when the LEM is powered up is the propellant pressures and temperatures, particularly in that area of the lunar module.
Houston, we're opening the LEM pressurization valve now.
Roger.
How's it look?
And it appears at this point that the crew is opening the LEM hatch. Total time probably would be around 15 minutes from the time they started the procedures of getting into the LEM until they're in and began turning on some of the switches so that we can look at those lunar module systems.
Ken, we're also thinking about trying to get some TV looks at that venting condition if it doesn't interfere with the activation.
Okay, I tell you what, we've stowed the camera afterwards. Wait till they get in the limb and then I'll go down and get that thing out. I can do that while they're going in there.
Roger, understand.